No, not till I saw them on that paper.
Okay. All right. But chigger is the word that you'd use for it.
Chigger, yeah.
How does a chigger, is a chigger just bigger? Is it?
No, it's just a little bitty thing that goes about like a pinpoint.
Is that smaller than a...
tick? Yes. Lord of mercy. A chigger isn't bigger than a pinpoint.
I don't think I've ever seen one alive. I've been bitten by them, but I've dug them out of me, but I don't think I've ever seen one moving around.
A chigger?
No.
You wouldn't see it moving.
No.
It's too little. It's
is that
too
right?
Little. Yeah. You just get them off of a bush or... worst things when you go to berry feed, you know, pick berries.
Yeah.
You don't to put coal oil on you or something like that. And a tick, well, a tick as big as you've seen potato bugs.
I think so. Now, what's a potato? How big is that?
Well, they're not too big. They're big. A tick is as big as they old wooden stem match heads.
Oh. About half the size of a fly, then, or
yeah, something similar. Uh-huh. And little old, and they'll get on a dog, and they'll just stick there, and they'll just keep a sucking blood, and them things will get that big.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Still, the tick, isn't he? Don't grow any.
Uh-huh.
Just that blood bag. He sucks that blood in.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be surprised how big them things will get on a dog.
No, I don't know that I've ever seen.
Well, they'll do the same thing to a person. They'll just keep bearing themselves up, you know, just
to go on. Ticks?
Yeah.
I didn't know ticks
bothered
people.
Well, good gracious alive.
Yeah. Now, I knew about the chiggers, but I didn't know.
Well, they're just as bad as the chiggers or worse.
Uh-huh.
If they get on a kid, you know, they don't know about getting them off of them, well, they'll just go right on in their flesh, just... Uh-huh. And just suck blood from them.
Do they die in the skin?
No,
then?
I don't know when. I don't know when of them would ever die. Yeah.
Well, if a kid had, what do you do for a child who has the ticks on them?
Well, you just have to pick them off of them.
I mean, if they're in the skin, though.
Well, you just have to dig them out.
Is that right?
Yeah. Put some kind of medicine on them, you know, to make them come out. I catch them all. My dog got there, a little old beagle sometimes, big enough to
Yeah, I knew the dogs got ticks, but I didn't know ticks bothered people.
Oh,
really,
Lord,
didn't.
Yes.
No.
I'd burn them, make them back out of there, and come loose from my dog. Or either have to take a piece of paper or something, you know, and pull him
but
out.
But you've got them on you, too, then.
Sure, many one of them.
Now, these things that hop along in the grass.
Grasshoppers?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the peckerwood. Did you ever hear the grasshopper called the hoppergrass?
I might have heard somebody say
that's
that.
Not
that's
common.
Not that's okay. Not common.
Right. Now, the nest that a spider weaves.
That's the web.
All right. And would you call it the same thing whether it was indoors or out?
Yeah, it's spider web.
Right. And the parts of a tree that are underground.
Trunk, roots.
All right. Now, did they dig or gather much roots and herbs around here for vines?
Well, not around here. They do in the mountains.
Mm.
They gather herbs in the mountains, though, for people, old people especially. They know what they're good for, you know, and they make difference.
Now, you know, you told me this probably five times already, but I still want to get through. How far are the knobs from right here? Would you say?
We could start up the hill right here and be going in the knobs.
I see. Just
like my house.
Just
go outside the house here and start up that hill. And
you're into the knobs.
You're going in the knobs,
But you wouldn't call this right here. You live right on the edge of the knobs. They're not knobs this way.
Yeah, not that hill there. They'd call it a knob.
Oh. Yeah. So this is in the knobs.
Yeah, I live in the knobs. Yeah,
I see, That's what I was wondering about.
Just different sections, you know, it's called different things.
Sure.
You know, the place where I was telling you about was the Harmon Knob.
Uh-huh.
That was the first house that, you know, that I could remember living in was in the Harmon Knob.
I see. Now, the kind of a tree that you get syrup from?
Maple.
Now, do they grow that kind of maple tree around here?
Yeah.